Hey, VoiceTubers, welcome back to Victoria's Pronunciation Challenge. So recently, I've been told that I act as a child a lot, act like a kid a lot. We hear a lot of terms like man-child or kid-dult to describe someone who is an adult, but still acts like a child or a kid. 你们觉得你们自己是 kid doll 吗？ kid doll 其实不是屁孩的意思哦，其实是童心未泯， OK？ 是或不是呢？请在留言区分享给我听听看，我也想来听听看到底你们是童心未泯还是只是幼稚，开玩笑的啦。OK， so how do you know when you have finally grown up？ 其实我有认真想过，你要怎么去区别这个人到底有没有就是成熟了或者是长大了。自己的话我会觉得说，就是自己可能曾经在国外自己住啊生活啊，因为你会发现你要考虑的东西太多了，比如说水电房租等等的，然后可能跟房东发生什么东西问题要自己去解决，就是当你没有一个比如说爸爸妈妈在身边的时候，你就可以认真的去思考，就是I have all these on my shoulders right now. I have all these to consider. So this is a part of growing up, I guess. 其实在台湾也是，我觉得假如要租房子也是很麻烦，可能会租到不舒服的，或者是太便宜的，或者是就是空间太小的。那我们今天就来聊聊 What is a good design 的公寓吧。 This is a sentence. Good design is not only about making a smaller footprint work harder, but it's also creating a really great quality of life and a sense of luxury in a tighter space. OK, 这个 sentence 可能比较长一点，那你们可以的话，我建议你们从 footprint 那边可以有个 pause， 然后当然是那个 comma， and then really great quality of life 这边我会 pause， and a sense of luxury， 然后这边 pause in a tighter space。 Okay， let's read that one more time. Good design is not only about making a smaller footprint work harder.But it's also creating a really great quality of life in a sense of luxury in a tighter space. 好啦，其实我刚发现 footprint 那边 pause 有点怪。A good design is only about making a smaller footprint. Okay, that's better. Work harder. Okay. 好，你们自己去揣摩一下，因为其实这些 intonation 也是要看你想要强调哪一些资讯嘛，对吧？ All right, then.Now let's move on to our vocabulary section, which is design. Design 就是设计，设计风格。你们常常有听到，就是说，这个 designer 很有名，或者是这个 design 很漂亮，这个设计风格很漂亮。那我们公司有一个designer 我很喜欢，他的名字叫 Andy. Andy has put into a lot of thought into the design of our company's new logo. Andy 在我们公司新标志的设计上投入了很多心思。对，就是那个原本以前是一个 V， 然后现在变成一个 play button 嘛。这个是花了很多心思的。Design 也可以当作是一个动词，就是设计或制图。He designed it based on our company's image. 它是在我们公司形象的基础上去设计的。假如今天 Victoria 要设计她的动物森友会的岛上的那个 flag， 大家觉得我该怎么去设计呢？因为其实那个东西真的很难去按耶，如果你没有玩动物森友会的话，就它就是有一个 canvas， 然后你要在那边这样点点点点点，这个就让我想到了我们以前的 logo， 就是点点点点点出来的。然后我就不知道，就是我觉得大家都可以就是设计的很漂亮，那是怎么用的啊？我只要就是点画一个圈或者是干嘛的，我都觉得哦，怎么会那么奇怪。 Anyway，假如你们有一些新的设计的 idea， 可以告诉我，或者是教我怎么去扫 QR code 好吗？我听说可以直接扫 QR code 就可以有个很漂亮的衣服做出来。 好吧，我们去第二题。I mean, 第二课 vocabulary. Footprints. 其实呢，我们常常知道它用法是脚印或足迹嘛，比如说 carbon footprint, 或者是这个猫的脚印 right? For example, the footprint that my cat left on my leg is so adorable because my cat is fat, so the paws were imprinted on my leg, okay? 我家肥猫在我腿上留下的脚印也太可爱了吧，对。Or you can have heard of carbon footprint, 像我刚刚讲的。It's a measurement of the size, effect of something.然后我们常常有听过，就是要 reduce, reuse, and recycle 这个三个 R， 但是其实现在有新增了两个 R， 新增了两个是 refuse 还有 rot， so it's refuse using the stuff that can't be recyclable， OK， 先拒绝不要用那些无法去 recycle 的东西，还有 rot， 因为有些可能水果皮啊或什么的，假如没有后院，台湾没有后院，可以找一个地方把它埋起来，就是 rot 那些水果皮，对，而且要尽量用那些是可以 rot 的，对吧？ But in the sentence today, it means 比较偏工程或建筑方面的，它是指比如说某个东西的平面面积，可能也可以指说就是电脑所占的台面之类的。I don't know if I'm using this right. Correct me if I'm wrong. 因为我从来没有用过 footprint in an engineering or architecture context. Okay. I've decided to get a red single seater sofa because the footprint is smaller. 我决定要买那个红色的单人沙发，因为它所占的平面面积比较小。Okay, 那 let's move on to our number three, quality of something. Quality 本身就是品质，对吧？品质或者是质量。然后，可是如果你把它加quality of blah blah blah, quality of blah 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 就是什么什么的质量嘛。Quality of life, the level of enjoyment, comfort, and health in someone's life, 生活质量，生活品质。那你常常会听到有人讲说 ，my quality of life, my ideal quality of life is to blah 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 blah。我理想中的生活品质就是要赚大钱。开心对吧之类的。那你也常常听过 quality over quantity, 重质不重量 or vice versa, 或相反的 quantity over quality, 重量不重质。有时候就是需要 focus on 这些量嘛，然后品质就当然会减少。 Okay, so this is my sentence. I would rather buy something that is expensive and good quality thatcould last for many years than to buy something that is low quality and breaks easily. 所以常常我会可能我宁愿花点钱买品质好又可以用很久的东西，而不是买劣质品然后容易就坏掉的东西。 And this is a good example that I wanted to give you. 因为我其实是一个 Apple就是爱好者，然后很多人都跟我说啊 ，Apple 好贵 ，Apple 好贵。可是其实我用一只 Apple 的手机，我可以用 let's say 两年，然后什么品质都不错。但是我爸真的是一只手机 ，ASUS 的 ，no offense ASUS 的，一只手机可以用大概三个月而已吧。然后就会坏掉了，就很奇怪啊，就是，所以我现在在 aiming for buying my dad a new iPhone. Okay, and quality actually can also means 特性，某种东西的特性 ，like for example, VoiceTube has all the features and quality that I need to learn English well, especially listening to their podcasts.Ride the vibes. VoiceTube 拥有我所需要的学英文的特质，尤其是听他们的 podcast 麦博秀，有没有去听啊？ You gotta have a listen. 因为 Winnie and Steve 真的有自己的文化冲突的一些看法，然后也有最近也有很多 guest 上节目，然后就整个都是还蛮丰富的 quality 的podcast, 我只能这样说，要自己去听听看啦。 With that said, I'll leave you to it. Practice makes perfect, and by the way, you can hear my voice in one of the episodes of Ride the Vibes. So go and find out which one. It's available on iTunes and Spotify, okay? Let me know how you guys feel about Ride the Vibes. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.